Mary is exalted by her son because the words Jesus spoke, "My mother." He emphasized and placed Mary first in his statement in the Gospel of this morning. Before anyone else, Mary was placed first before anyone else. The words of our Lord show us that fulfillment of the will of God is more important than kinship, and that therefore Our Lady is more united to her Son by virtue of her perfect fulfillment of what God asked of her than by the Holy Spirit using her to make Christ's body. This incident of Mary's Annunciation, she acts perfectly and immediately to the will of God. She heard the word of God and put it into practice. This is reported, as you heard, in today's Gospel. It is also in Matthew and also in Luke. My brothers and sisters, Christ is the head of the church, and Mary, the Blessed Virgin, gave birth to the head, Jesus. Mary is therefore Mother of the Church. The title of Our Lady given to United States of America is the title Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Well, America, I can say this to you, I'm an Australian. Your mother is waiting. God wants her exalted by the Archbishop of Washington. Now, she cannot reach the American people because there is a crowd of bishops and their priests in the way. Our Lady's role as mother is to continue within the church, and the Archbishop of Washington needs to consent with meeting many priests and faithful who live and come from afar to spend a day in continuous prayer with the Heavenly Mother and to renew together the consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.